All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Okotoroka Public Infrastructure District number 2. Today is June 10th, 2026. It's 2:03 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone could state your name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Anish, your vice chair, you want to start?
Sure. Anish Bhatia, present.
Blaine Bernard, secretary, present.
Matt Ince with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
Aaron Wade, Gilmore Bell, Bond Counsel.
Kira Carr, DA Davidson, underwriter.
Lauren Warburton with CLA District Accountant.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first up, board meeting minutes from our last meeting on April 24th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yes, they look accurate.
Okay, could I get a motion then?
I make a motion that
To
these look
approve.
accurate, to prove that these look accurate. Is that what, yeah.
Great. Thanks, Anish.
Second.
Thanks, Blaine. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, next up is the ratification of the DA Davidson engagement. So if you guys remember, we had that initial engagement was with District 1. So this is just for District 2. Dallin did sign on Monday. We just need the board to ratify that agreement.
I'll make a motion that we ratify the agreement that was signed on
Great.
Monday.
Thanks, Blaine.
I second the motion.
Thanks, Anish. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, let me get up. So I'm going to let Matt, do you just want to run through these real quick?
Yeah, just as a quick refresher for you guys. As Michael said prior to the meeting, we actually approved and signed these agreements for PID number one originally when we thought that PID number one would be the first district to issue bonds. Since these bonds are being issued through District Two, we just needed to make sure that we had these agreements in place for District Two as well. So the first one is the infrastructure acquisition and reimbursement agreement. This agreement basically puts in place the process and procedure by which the developer or others as well can receive reimbursement for infrastructure costs. And so what this agreement does, it talks about whoever's seeking reimbursement or payment, whether it's developer or a third party contractor or supplier, they would fill out this form, which is an application for payment or reimbursement. They would, put a basic description of the costs that they're seeking reimbursement for, either on the form or attached, and then attach any supporting documentation. So if there's, canceled checks or invoices or anything like that, that would be included. And then whoever's seeking payment would sign this form. And there's a place to check to indicate whether you want payment by check or wire transfer. Once this form is signed and supporting document is attached, then there's actually a second form that's required by the bond trustee. It's a request for requisition of construction funds, and that form will be attached to the bond indenture once the bonds are issued. So those forms together and the supporting documents become the requisition request packet. That's submitted to the bond trustee, and then the bond trustee pays it out according to the instructions in the forms. So it's pretty straightforward. We've, over time, as we've worked with districts, we've tried to streamline the process as much as we can, but still have, sufficient documentation for the public record. So,
Matt, I just want to clarify, Anish, this still works as far as contact info address for
yeah, we need to change the address, actually. It's a good point. I think my New York address might be the best
Okay.
address. Unless the Utah one's preferred, we can put a Utah one there.
No, it's wherever, whatever address you guys tell us is
Okay,
going to
that's
work.
good. Do you have my New
So
York address, the 100 Norfolk one?
I will, if you wouldn't mind, shoot me an email
Sure.
after and
Yeah.
I'll update it. Okay, perfect.
The one
All
thing I
right, Matt.
didn't, yeah, the one thing I didn't mention yet on this is there's one element of this which is actually a requirement of Utah law, and that is the costs that are seeking to be reimbursed have to be certified by a professional engineer. And so, Michael, if you'll just scroll to that one page.
I believe we've already started working with the Connection Group on that.
Yeah, and they're great because they know exactly what they're doing. This certification is the form that they sign to certify those costs. Connection Group is great because they also do a separate report,
Okay.
which would also provide supporting documentation for this. But yeah, they just certify, that the costs are valid costs, that they reflect the fair market value of the improvements and so on and so forth. So that's one thing that will be included with each of these requisitions. And I kind of said this already, but this is a process that can be used both by developer, so if you guys have costs that you've outlaid and are looking for reimbursement, you can use these forms and this process. But we've actually made it flexible enough that if you have a third party, like a contractor or a supplier, who is, entitled to payment related to the public infrastructure costs, they can actually fill out and sign the payment application
Okay.
and be paid directly. So just keep that in mind.
Good to know.
So that's pretty much it on that one. Any questions before I do you want me to go to the second one, Michael, or do you want to do a motion on this one first?
I don't care either way.
Okay. Well, if there's no questions about this one, maybe I'll just jump to the second agreement then. The second agreement is the Administrative Funding and Reimbursement Agreement. This agreement looks similar on first glance, but it has a different purpose. The purpose of this agreement is basically to provide a backstop so that the district has a source that it can look to for payment of administrative expenses. And so the way this works generally is when the bonds are issued, there will be a portion of the funds from the bonds that are set aside in what's usually called a working capital fund. And those funds will be available to the district to basically cover administrative and operating expenses, usually for the first 2 or 3 years. I'm not sure what we're doing on this one,
Sure.
but so those costs generally will be covered by the bond proceeds. But there may be a point where, those working capital funds are not sufficient. Either, unexpected events, raise the administrative expenses of the district, or maybe it takes a little longer for tax revenue to start flowing, and so it takes longer for the district to be able to start paying for its own expenses. And so the purpose of this agreement is it's for the developer to agree to essentially loan the district the money to cover its administrative expenses if the need arises. And so we put in here, I think this has our standard language. We usually cap it at $200,000, which is, I've never seen us come anywhere close to that yet with any of our districts, but we're about 50,000 a year on administrative expenses for our districts, give or take. But it does provide for up to 200,000. It provides that at any time the developer requests it, if the developer has funded any of those administrative expenses, the developer can have it converted into a promissory note. But even if it's not formally converted into a promissory note, we provide that interest does accrue, so the developer can track, any funds that are expended for these purposes. And by default, we have a 6% interest rate. That's kind of arbitrary. It's just what we have used in our form. And so if you both as the board and as representatives of the developer want to do a different rate, we can do a different rate, but it currently states 6%. So and again, this is meant to be a backstop.
Sure.
We just want to make sure that, we don't end up in a situation where for some unexpected reason district runs out of funds, we're not able to do the compliance work and the audits and things that we're required to do to keep the district operating. And so this allows us to go to the developer and say, hey, would you, help out? So Again, this is identical to the agreement that we did with PID number one. So we're just carrying it over to PID number two now. So any questions about this one?
Nope.
Nope. Makes sense.
Okay.
Okay, so what I would need then is a motion to approve the infrastructure acquisition and the administrative funding and reimbursement agreements.
So I'd make that motion to approve the infrastructure acquisition
Yep.
agreement. Is that the first one? And then the administrative funding and reimbursement agreement.
I
Thanks,
second
William.
the motion.
Thanks, Anish. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that is unanimous. All right, next up's the tentative budget. So, Lauren, I'll turn it over to you.
Thanks, Michael. If I haven't shared my screen on Zoom for a while, it takes me a minute. Can everybody see the budget here?
Yep, now we can.
Great. Okay, so this obviously is for fiscal year 2026. This is the tentative budget as of now. So this was included in your packet. The first page here is the summary page that covers all three funds. So I'm actually going to scroll down here. I'm going to skip over the general fund and the debt service fund quickly, and then I'll come back to them and start with the capital projects fund first, since this has the
Lauren,
bond issuance
can I get
proceeds.
you to enlarge it just a tad?
Yes. Is that any better?
Yep, thank you.
Great. So capital projects fund here. These are the preliminary financing plans, obviously subject to slight changes when we get final pricing back. But
And
currently
Kira,
we're
are you
showing the
is Kira providing you the latest pricing?
correct. Yep.
Okay.
So once we have an updated financing plan with the net proceeds target, that'll be reflective after pricing as well.
Is there anything you're waiting from our side, Kira, on that, or it's I think is it on you
J
guys now?
just the target proceeds that you guys are looking for.
I think Mick has spoken to Barrett on that and gotten that confirmed. Would you mind reaching out to them?
Sure, no
Okay,
problem.
that'd be great. Thank you.
Does this amount look accurate, Anish? So this 34,066,000, at least as
It's
of
gonna
now.
go down
Okay.
some bit from there. Where is the here? Where's the net on here? Is so 34 is would be the total, and then would be the kind of net we're seeing, or 30 kappa.
So one thing to keep in mind with this is just the tentative budget.
Right.
So when we come back for the final budget, we'll have all of the numbers from the bond closing.
Okay.
So this is just kind of a
Yeah.
placeholder for right now.
Got it.
Yeah. And as I go through this, Anish, I think at least going through it will kind of explain the inner workings of all of the
Sure.
funds. And then if you have additional questions, we can go through those. And then, as Michael
Understood.
said, we'll make the updates, the official updates, once we have final pricing.
Perfect. Thank you.
So based on this 34 point almost 1 million of bond issuance proceeds, we're estimating about $185,000 of interest income using current rates. And then moving down to the bond issuance cost, this includes this 1.1 million. This will include the underwriter's fee and the consultant's fees as part of the bond issuance. And then capital outlay here right now is expected at just under 23 million. And I have a note here that we have set aside all project funds to be available for reimbursement for capital outlay costs, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we have to use all of them. So that brings our total expenditures, if we used all of those project fund costs, to just over 24 million. And then from this capital projects fund, we will have a transfer of just over 10.1 million to the general fund and working capital funds up above that will be explained in just a minute. So after all of the flow of funds in this fund, the ending fund balance would come to just over 74,000. So then moving my way back to the debt service fund here, interest income in this fund is looking like just about $163,000, again, based on current rates. After a transfer in from that capital projects fund down below, and then a debt service fund for the bond interest that would come due in 2026. I do have a note that this bond interest payment would be covered by capitalized interest, so that reserve there. So ending fund balance here would be just over 9.2 million. Let me see if I've missed anything here. I don't think so. And then working capital fund. So we would have a transfer of this 91,000 from the capital projects fund mentioned down below for working capital. Matt mentioned a little bit about this, but this would be for the administrative costs that usually end up being about $50,000 per year. We're estimating for accounting, insurance, and legal just from now till the end of the year, totaling to be about 40,000. So that would leave 51,000 left for the 2027 calendar year, if it doesn't all get used up.
And Lauren, I might comment on that. That legal is actually really high for us.
Okay.
We're generally around what, 15, Michael, for the full year.
Yeah, 15 to 18,
Yeah,
depending.
15 to 18 for the full year. And so obviously for what remains of 2026, we're not going to be anywhere near 25,000
Yeah.
just for expected stuff. But the one thing I'll also mention is the district will need to get an audit next year, which is not shown for 2026, and so that'll be an additional administrative expense that the district has in 2027, which I think, have they been around 9,000, between 9 and 10,000, I
Yeah,
think.
give or take.
So anyway,
Yeah, I've seen about 8,500 to 9,500.
yeah, so keep that in mind. Obviously, this is just tentative. That number for legal is going to go way down for 2026. I'll also mention that starting next year, we anticipate doing a flat retainer for all of our legal work that's associated with just administrative and management work. And so that'll probably be, we haven't actually formulated that for all of our districts yet, but when you see this for 2027 in the fall, when we start going through the budget process for next year, not only will that legal amount be smaller, but it'll be a fixed fee retainer for all of 2027. And there's some things that won't be included in that scope, things like boundary actions and future bond issuances and things like that. But that'll be a it'll be a lot more conservative than what you see here.
Yeah, that's a good point, Matt. I would say the same or similar for the accounting fees as well. We'll obviously charge for our time and effort through the end of this year. And then I think it is anticipated to switch to a fixed fee schedule next year for 2027. That is it for the budget, though. The final pages here towards the bottom kind of just summarize what goes into everything else that we've talked about. But I'm happy to answer any questions if there are any remaining.
I think I'm good. I just would probably sit with it over the weekend, give it a deeper read, but it all makes sense.
So the one thing that I'll just emphasize, Lauren covered it, but don't worry, we're putting all of the funds into the capital projects that there is. If we don't spend them all, it just rolls into fund balance the following
Okay.
year. So I just never want you to worry that, oh, we got to spend all the money in one year.
Sure.
We don't. So,
Makes sense.
okay, if there's no other questions, what I need then would be a motion to approve the 2026 tentative budget as presented.
Anish, do you need to review it more, or are you okay if we approve it?
I think it's fine as a preliminary document. Yeah. It's a good
Okay.
budget.
And I'll make a motion that we approve the budget as presented.
Thanks,
I
Glenn.
second that
Thanks,
motion.
Glenn. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. All
And
right, Aaron.
Michael, I'll just interject and say that that approval of this budget as a tentative budget just allows us to then move to the next step, which is to have a public hearing. Then the board will be presented of a proposed final budget, which, as was said, will have, numbers that are much more reflective of the actual bond issuance. And so that'll come back to you.
Makes sense.
Okay, next up is the engagement agreement for CLA. Lauren, do you have those?
I do, yes.
Okay.
Am I okay to kind of cover both at the same time with
Yep.
one motion from you?
Yep.
Okay. So, board, we have today our finalized MSA, which is our master services agreement, and then our SOW, which is our statement of work. These are both in your packets. Feel free to read more in detail. The MSA here is more general. It covers the general terms of the agreement between CLA and the district and really just allows us to perform our professional services in exchange for a fee, is kind of what this is establishing. It establishes us as the general contractor for the district and then really just discusses general terms. Whereas our SOW includes our anticipated scope of services along with our billing rate table, which I believe is on page six. So this goes into more detail, whereas the MSA is more general. I will say we mentioned this before, but with the upcoming bond issuance, we would only charge for our time and effort through the end of this year. And then again, next year, we are planning to go to more of a fixed fee structure. So that's all kind of been put into our budgeted expectations that we went through with the budget. Any questions I can answer or any other details maybe we need to zoom in on?
Nope. Makes sense.
Okay, if you guys are good, did you go through the SOW? Sorry, Lauren.
Yes, so the
Okay.
MSA was more the general. The SOW is the more detailed
The
one that
specifics, yeah.
has our, yep.
Okay, if you guys don't have any questions, what I would need then is a motion to approve. We'll just say the engagement agreements with CLA.
I'll
I make
make
a
a
motion.
motion to approve the engagement agreement with CLA.
Great, thanks, Blaine.
I second the motion.
Thanks, Anish. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, next up is the resolution. So let me get to that. All right, Aaron.
Awesome. Thanks, Michael. I don't have that pull up in front of me. Just I'm actually at the lake right now, so apologies for any background noise.
You're good. I've got it up.
Oh, perfect. This is just a short and simple resolution. When we adopted the bond resolution, we were still kind of waiting on an updated draft of the preliminary official statement, so we didn't approve it at that time, but just wanted to come back and get the board's approval. I know that Ryan's still finalizing. I think we're going to take over the weekend, but this is approving the form of that document and the final official statement in similar form, and then delegating to the officers of the board the ability to finalize that resolution, recognizing we've already adopted our parameters resolution and the parameters for the bonds. So if you have any questions on that, I'm happy to answer them, but otherwise I think you can go with the motion there.
Okay, board, do you have any questions?
Would you scroll down to the bottom of that left page? Yeah, there we go. I don't have any questions.
Okay. Could I get a motion then to approve resolution 2026-04?
You bet. I make a motion to approve resolution 2026-04.
Thanks,
I
Blaine.
second the motion.
Thanks, Anish. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, that's everything I show on the agenda. Do you guys have any questions for us?
I
Anything?
don't. We appreciate all your good work and time.
Okay, Matt, you have
Thank
anything
you.
else?
Get this
Nothing
going.
for me. Thanks,
All
guys.
right. Okay. Oh, I do need a motion to adjourn.
You have a
Okay,
motion
I
to
make a
adjourn.
motion
I
that we adjourn the meeting.
Thanks, Blaine.
I second the motion.
Thanks, Hanish. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, you guys have a good